It's a big announcement for Atlantic Technological University, Letterkenny, and indeed for Donegal. And it's a development on a 42-acre site, and it will see over two phases work completed, which will see a GAA pitch as well as five side pitches, and indeed also other multi-purpose areas and indeed a spectator stand developed as well. And the application is in conjunction with Donegal Ladies Gaelic Football Association and Cricket Ireland as well. It's a big step forward for Atlantic Technological University, and it also will be a great facility for the wider Letterkenny region and indeed Donegal as well. So I'm grateful to Minister Thomas Byrne and Minister Catherine Martin for this funding. It will require a second phase of funding in order to see it fully developed, but this step forward today is a really significant one, and we'll see significant works carried out for a project which will make a big difference to our county.
And do we know when works will begin? We know that planning permission has already been granted.
Yes, the planning permission is in place, so now that the funding is in place, Atlantic Technological University, I know, hope to step out the project and proceed as quickly as they can. It'll be up to them now to outline what that timeline is likely to be. But of course, they were waiting on the funding to be able to step that forward. But I think this was a key part of the development of Atlantic Technological University and sporting facilities in the county. It's a big step forward for them. Of course, it follows on as well from the recent announcement in relation to the veterinary college in terms of the academic side of the college's development, but really important that as well is the student experience and the sporting experience for students, as well as in fact that those sporting facilities are available for the wider community as well. And I think this is a project which will make a big difference to Letterkenny and to North Donegal.